December 15. It is finished. John chapter 19, verses 28 to 30. Later, knowing that all was now completed, and so that the scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, I am thirsty. A jar of wine vinegar was there, so they soaked a sponge in it, put the sponge on a stalk of the hyssop plant, and lifted it to Jesus' lips. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, It is finished. With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Jesus, knowing that all was now completed. In the midst of the unimaginable horror of the physical and mental torture, Jesus is clearly conscious that this agony is fulfilling the Father's plan and bringing it to triumphant conclusion. The original word for completed is the same word for finished in It is finished. Jesus speaks again, I am thirsty. Dehydration was a prominent feature in the torture of crucifixion, but John sees something deeper. Already, many details in the Old Testament depiction of the divine sufferer have been fulfilled. Jesus here adds another from Psalm 69, verses 3 and also verse 21. My throat is parched, and gave me vinegar for my thirst. The one who offered living water, which would mean never thirsting again, the one who cried on the last day of the feast, If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink, now cries, I am thirsty. Jesus must come to take the place where all of humanity is, the place of thirst, shame, and death. A jar of wine vinegar was there, so they soaked a sponge in it, put the sponge on a stalk of the hyssop plant, and lifted it to Jesus' lips. Wine vinegar was cheap wine and probably diluted with water. It was offered to Jesus on a sponge placed on hyssop. Roman crosses were not so tall, so the thin stalk of hyssop would not have to reach very high. There may be an allusion here to hyssop being used to dab the doorposts and lintels with blood to protect the Israelites when the death angel passed over at the time of the original Exodus, connecting Jesus' death with the death of the Passover lamb. While the other Gospels mention further things, Jesus spoke from the cross. John only relates a final triumphant cry, It is finished. As noted a little earlier, the word translated finished means accomplished or completed. Jesus has been obedient to death, as in Philippians chapter 2, verse 8. With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. In chapter 10, verse 18, Jesus insisted that no one would take his life from him and that he would lay it down of his own accord. He does just that. He had finished the work he came to do. He had given his flesh for the life of the world. As the good shepherd, he had laid down his life for the sheep. He became the one who died for the nation. He was the seed that had fallen into the ground to produce many seeds. He had shown the greatest love of all by laying down his life for his friends, and the Father had been glorified. His response to the Father's will is complete. His revealing of the Father's heart is complete. His redeeming of the Father's world is complete.